it is a busy week. I've been here since Wednesday, and scoring, and that involves just marking down every shot that the players take and writing down the total score at the end and whether it's plus or minus, and then sending it back via a wee handheld computer back to the scoring base. And if you've any problems with that, you can just you have a radio as well, so you can send it on with that as well.
So it's a key role that you're playing, because the information now it's instant, isn't it, from the course?
Yeah, it is, and you have to kind of double check that you have the right score. If you're not sure, you can check with the caddies, but you don't like annoying them. Yeah. And you input the score in the wee computer, and then you have to kind of press a second button just to confirm, and that goes, as the head man here said, that goes worldwide, so we had to kind of be very careful. And the person that's carrying the board, sometimes if a ball goes right and a ball goes left, one goes one way and the other person goes the other way, so that you can check that they're not taking a, and sometimes if the referee has to be called for, you're the person that they come to, because you have the radio and you have to call in for the referee to come. They might need the referee maybe if there was a water hydrant in the way, or some of the Dubai duty free bollards, can they be moved, or that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I'm sure you're learning a lot out there as well. Everybody thinks they know so much, but there's so many rules and regulations in this.
I've learned so much this week, because I'm not that long at golf, so I've learned so much. It's been great help this week.
And do you know who you're out with this morning then?
Yeah, I'm out with Aaron Ray and Philippe Aguilera.
Right.
English, an Englishman and from China. Right. So it's only two today. We were with three yesterday.
Right.
And three the day before. Okay. So it's just down to two today.
Yeah. And big crowds as well. I'm sure you've seen some familiar faces among the crowds when you were going through.
You see your friends and they start waving over at you and calling at you. You kind of do the royal wave, but you're not really supposed to.
And tell me, I'm sure people have been watching out for you on the TV as well.
Yeah, well, I'm originally from Carrick and Shannon, so I'm up here 35 years, so all my friends and relations are looking out for me on the TV.
Listen, it's been all positive. I mean, it's been such a hugely successful week so far, and now the weekend is here, and with so many players still in with a chance of challenging at the top of the leaderboard, it really is exciting, isn't it?
Oh, it's very exciting. I got up my next-door neighbour, myself, both come play golf together, and we got up like two school kids on Wednesday morning. It was like Santa had come, sunshine and come out here, and now everybody's really excited, and it's really tight. Like, it's great that there's nobody runaway winner, anybody could do anything today and come up. Like, it's just, remember last year Ram was way ahead, whereas this year it's nice and tight, and everybody's delighted that it's not, and we're delighted that they're not burning up the course as well. They're finding it difficult and challenging,
I'm board carrying today. I'm working along with another scorer, and we keep track of the two gentlemen in our group, and we keep scores for those guys, and we send them into the clubhouse, and the scores that we send back go worldwide within a few seconds. And my job is just to carry the board to let the fans know what the two guys are scoring as the round progresses.
Right. So you're working with Choi and Kelson today, both players starting out day three at one under par, so they're still very much in the reckoning, aren't they?
I think anyone feels that, from what I hear the guys are saying, if they're under par, they've still got a shot. I think they're seven shots back, but they feel that they can go under par. Five or six under par today, then they'll give himself a chance for the weekend.
Right. And you remember here at Ballyliffin Golf Club, so you know just exactly the challenges that these boys face today.
We've all struggled around here. This is about as nice as you'll get it. Granted, we've never played off the tees that these guys are playing off, but it's a tough place to come and play, and it's nice to see them struggle like we have struggled over the years.
Yeah. And board carry, listen, obvious question, do the arms get tired when you're walking around holding this up for 18 holes and what, 4.5 hours of golf?
Like a wee bit, but it's not a tough job. It's nice to be out walking around the nice weather and watching these guys play golf, to be honest with you. It's great fun.
Ocotas big time, Dermot, and it's fantastic for the area, fantastic for Donegal and up the whole of Ulster. I mean, you can see around you the buzz. I've been here since Wednesday, and the buzz that that's about the place is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Places like Buncrana, Redcastle, I'm sure even as far as Letterkenny are benefiting vastly from it, you know. Yeah.
And so you're on duty this week?
I'm doing marshalling. I put my name on here to do a marshalling job earlier on, and luckily enough I got it. I'm delighted to be fit to do it. I thought initially, I said, oh gosh, what am I getting involved? Yeah. But no, you must put something back into your community, and I've worked up around this place since 1970, and came up here first in 1970, and I know a lot of people around Buncrana, Ballyliffin, Cairndonna, and all over, you know. So it's nice to be fit. I say, well, at least now do your bit and stand up and be counted. So,
so you're part of the marshalling team. And
marshalling team, we're on green number 14, and there's about 7 or 8 of us around the green at all times and on the tees, making sure everything is running smoothly. And people, you often see, you know, when the quiet signs go up, you know. And people are responding. People are very well, you know, very, very responsive to any requests for silence. And I must say, the players have been lovely. Caddies have been nice. And they don't, you don't get involved with them, but they respond to cheering and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah. So, no, it's fantastic.
And are you part of the team then from Nairn an Port New? Is that the way it works then?
No, I put my name down as Nairn an Port New. They did advertise through your local clubs for marshals and that, and that's where I picked it up on feedback from Nairn an Port New. So I came up here one day, I was in Buncrana, and I came put my name down, and as I said, I was lucky enough to be picked out for it. So, and again, it's a great thing to do, a great privilege to do it.
That's great. And big crowds here today. We're on the first tee, and there's players just teeing off there now behind us, and people are watching what's going on the putting greens as well. I'm sure plenty of familiar faces there as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, and I must say now, I was just walking up past the driving range there, and the player like of Sean Lowry's caliber came and spoke to youngsters that were there, you know, which is lovely to see, you know. To, I know they don't do it when they're out. I mean, they're focused out on the course. It's totally different. But down there, he was relaxed and he was fit to chat to youngsters. And it's great to see. I mean, those youngsters will remember that and hopefully maybe take up the game of golf instead of football or something else, or hurling or something.
Well, that's the reception we can hear in the background for Lowry. I mean, he's so popular, isn't he?
He is very, very popular. Very, very popular. Harrington's very popular as well. McIlroy, you know, McIlroy's a big star on the world as well, as they all are. And I saw him in action, and he was good. He was good. You know, he would acquaint himself and get on with it, you know. Yeah. So, no.
Tell me, how's your own game?
Not so bad. A poor 16. we're quite involved with the Gaelic at the moment, and everything's going well.
And what about the Gaelic then, Daniel? You remember the Niamh Connell Club, former club chairman too?
Former club chairman, and I'm still involved. We're still involved in the executive and that. And we're going well. We're underage there. We had another 12 championship victory there last week, so which is nice to see that, you know, coming. You know, there are players coming through all the time. I mean, I was chatting to Vincent McGlynn here yesterday, and he says, we'll be sick looking at each other for the championship. We have Gidore, St Eunan's, and Dunloe in our group, and it's going to be a tough championship.
But isn't that great? We've got so much to look forward to.
So much football and every county football and everything. It's fantastic, you know.